Hi, I'm Jo Allen. I'm a holistic health teacher and founder of The Humble Warrior based in St. Leonard's-on-Sea.
Hello, I'm Heidi Rickson and I'm a Reiki healer, teacher and sound healer.
Welcome to Resonance Space. Hello and welcome to Resonance Space podcast. So we've had a little break, about a month we've been away, and actually we've both been on a journey. So we've had a month of kind of discovery, introspection, but in a very different way. So we're going to share that today.
Our own adventures.
Adventures. Yeah, without, or some without moving, some with moving. Sorry, bit of a tickle in my throat.
So, Jo.
Yeah.
You went on your amazing retreat.
Yes. Well, I wish it was a retreat. It was a training.
Okay. Retreat training. Training retreat. How's that?
Yeah. Well, a retreat for me, I think pampering, I think massage, I think it wasn't that. It was yoga and shamanism teacher training, actually, and it was amazing. And it was in a beautiful island just off of Greece called Amorgos, and I had to get planes, trains, automobiles, ferries to get there. It was, yeah, the location was absolutely stunning, and just arriving there I felt so lucky to be able to do this kind of work in such a beautiful space, in such a quiet space.
I had weather envy when I saw your post. Oh my god.
Yeah, it was up and down. Those, obviously, you know, don't believe everything you see on Instagram, because the sunny pictures were beautiful, but then we had days when it was, wow, like incredible storms. Like it felt like we were under attack, like, you know.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was so extreme. And even within a class, so we would be sitting in our shala and you'd have beautiful sunshine, you know, glistening sea out the window, because obviously the location was stunning. And then the next thing, it would just be wind and rain, and it was incredible. And we were like, is it to do with us? Are we changing the world? Like, well, what are we doing? But yeah, no, it was amazing. It was 25 amazing women. Because it was the feminine aspect as well of these different modalities, looking at Ayurveda, yoga, and shamanism. And yeah, it was just, I think I was drawn into this training just from the mix of what was involved. So things like different moon ceremonies, like womb healing ceremonies, and just learning about, yeah, the different aspects of energy in terms of these different ancient wisdoms. So there's three different kind of ancient wisdoms, but they all complement each other.
Mm.
And I loved it. I loved the look of it. So I just went, I don't really know exactly what it's going to be, but I'm going. And yes, it was incredible.
So how did you feel before you left compared to how you came back?
I went pretty stressed out with my with my studio and just life, busy. But excited and ready to kind of re-establish or regenerate my excitement. So we had, I remember the first circle where we sat down and we all shared why we were there. And my main thing was, I want to fall in love with yoga again. I'm excited about learning, you know, shamanic practices, deepening my energy work. And I say deepening, I'm an absolute beginner. I've only really scratched the surface, but what I have done, so, you know, in terms of tarot readings and that sort of thing, really, it really makes me excited. So, you know, to deepen that was really exciting. Also just to see how it all fit together, because I couldn't quite work it out. So I went in intrigued, a bit stressed out, and I came out the other side, yeah, with my mind a bit blown. I'm not gonna there's no point sugarcoating it. I was just like, wow, that just happened. Like the depth of what I accessed within myself, I never really thought possible. And what I learned through this process is that it is possible for every single person to be able to access this. It's just you have to have the intention and the will, I suppose, to want to access it and want to. But it's just, yeah, it's opened my eyes to universes and dimensions and just this absolute source energy that we all can access, and it's incredible. Yeah, and I came out, I was absolutely exhausted. So I think I slept for about a week. and then I got ill for about a week.
Well, that's actually somewhat normal.
Yeah, I think
for,
it's part,
for energy work like that, yeah.
Yeah, part of the process, because it was every single day for 3 weeks, non-stop. So, yeah, it was a lot. I think for any, for even kind of experienced people, I imagine that's a lot to do. So for some of us that were beginners, it was very exhausting. But yes, absolutely amazing. And I've already started to put into practice the more physical side of what I learned.
Mm.
Because that's already, I suppose, familiar to me, because I already teach yoga, and but I'm, you know, what I teach now is evolved and it's different. But the energy side, I want to get into it deeper, and I want to bring that into my practice. But I feel that, like I said, I feel like I've just scratched the surface, really. But it's incredible.
I was so excited for you when I found out that you were doing this, because I knew that this is something that you really wanted to explore. So in a way, you went away to journey within yourself.
Yes, and that's all it is. All of it is just bringing you back to yourself and your own abilities and your own power. Let's, you know, use the word, because we all have this power that we can access if we want to. But the Ayurveda and the yoga side is, to distill it down, it's essentially getting your body, your vessel ready to be a channel or be, yeah, a steward or a conduit, whatever word resonates for this work. Because with, you know, if you're worried about your body, you know, if you're worried about ailments, it's to get rid of distractions, essentially. So by balancing all the elements and the energies in your body, you're in a place where you can, yeah, really kind of do the work, essentially. And I wouldn't call it work. I don't know a good word for it.
Well, it is work.
Yeah. Yeah, it is energy work, I suppose, yeah. Just work feels like negative.
It's a different word.
Different interpretation.
How about practice? Do the practice?
Energy practice, yes.
Is that better?
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, so I just, yeah, but also my body absolutely gave up while I was there. I just had so many, my joints all went, I was physically exhausted. So that was really interesting as well, to keep the motivation going. And they did it so beautifully. If they saw we were all waning, they'd get us dancing and get the energy kind of really sort of moving, and we were all ended up singing and skipping around, and then suddenly we were ready again for energy work. But it was quite incredible. It was a roller coaster, let's put it that way. Roller coaster, energetically, physically, also emotionally, because some of the what I love about the kind of shamanic, but I suppose theme to it, not theme, shamanic work, let's say work again. Shamanic practice, yes. My words are failing me today. Is that you really work with the shadows as well as the light. And so we did some very deep introspection and practices around that, which were very emotional, very draining. Like afterwards, a lot of us came out and, you know, we couldn't really speak to each other. It was very much, I need to be on my own, I need to process. So yeah, but bringing you towards the light, because without the shadow, there is no light. You know? It's all completely needed. But maybe in some practices, we shy away from the more difficult shadow work because we think, you know, we're a bit scared of it. We don't want to deal with these deeper emotions that might challenge us a bit more. But what I loved about that is we just did not have a choice. It was like, okay, today we're doing a death ceremony. Oh, okay. Well, we all had to experience our own deaths, which was really, really amazing.
Sounds a bit terrifying.
Well, yeah, but not. But actually, just uplifting, actually, because we wrote our own eulogies and had someone read them at our mock funerals. I don't know whether I should be sharing all this. I'm sure it's fine.
Interesting.
But it was, and at that point, we could talk to loved ones and say what we wanted to say. We could, you know, access people from the other side, and it was liberating, because we are all going to we're all going to die. And at the point that you realize that death isn't, I suppose, the end, it's just an exchange of energy, it's just a moving from one form to the other, and it's not as terrifying. And if you kind of Yeah. I'm trying to think how I can put this into words, but if you live every day as if it's your last, because it could be, because we don't know when we're going to die unless we have that vision and we've been told or whatever, but generally we don't know. So to live every day as if, yeah, it's quite magical, I think.
Did you feel a point, a specific shift in the way your energy felt internally? Was there a point where you said, I feel different? Or was it a gradual?
I was quite surprised most of the time as to what I could actually do. When she said, right, do this, I thought, there's no way I can do that. But actually, once you just get into a level of acceptance and trust, you can do it all. There's no, you know, the only times that I felt that I couldn't do anything was when I was doubting myself and when my mind got involved and when I was overthinking, analysing. So when I felt different, I think, was when I just let it go and just let go of the voice. Because at the beginning, we all were asking lots of questions. It was like, how do I do this? Why? And it was just really funny that the lady who was teaching, we just sort of go, she was quite laughing at us quite a lot. She was like, you just have to experience it. Why are all these questions? And once we did sort of go, you know, let it go and just trust, that's when everything changed. And the energy in the entire room changed because we all just were in our flow. And yeah, it was amazing. And I need to keep remembering that because I think it's so easy to doubt yourself. We're in such a thought pattern of doubting ourselves. So even now I come back and I'm like, no, I know I can do it. I've done it before, you know, rather than, did that actually happen? I can't do that, you know. But yeah, it was, yeah, quite incredible. So you had an experience, and based on...
It was all your fault.
It was all my fault, yeah, I love 'cause
when you said that you were going away for a month to have your retreat training,
yeah.
I thought, ooh, that sounds really interesting. And I thought, I'm going to do one myself, but I'm not going to go anywhere.
I love this. I didn't know you did this.
So I spent the last month-ish every single day doing either perpetual mindfulness work or what's been termed living meditation. Mm. It's more of a constant awareness of your own thought processes, of what you're doing, of why you're doing it, and especially being aware of those automatic thoughts and feelings that we have a bazillion times a day. Mm-hmm. It was challenging because you really have to focus. And it was actually a bit tiring because it requires focus. However, I found some incredible value from it because I was recognizing so many of these automatic reactions that I would have to an everyday experience that would normally be benign to anyone else. But for some reason, for me, it brought up these irrational, emotional, and thought responses. And to be able to stop and hesitate before it got huge and say, wait a minute, where is that coming from? And follow that thread. And you have to follow it, and it goes to some really uncomfortable places. However, it's got to be done. Mm-hmm. And the way I generally do things anyway, I tend to be a bit extreme about what I do. I was going all the way. I was going to go for it. It wasn't just, oh, I'll get to this point where it feels slightly uncomfortable and then I'll stop. No. Mm-hmm. I was relentless with it. Don't recommend that everyone do this because it is challenging. And fortunately, I'm in a scenario in my daily life where I can do this a lot of the time.
Well, yeah, because you have a lot of experience with energy work. I'm going to use the word work. Energy work, shadow work. You've already got a lot of experience.
I do, but to have to do it to yourself, with yourself, on a consistent basis. But I was doing it for a reason. And I just kept reminding myself that you are away. So Joe's away on her little spiritual adventure. I'm going to maintain my own spiritual adventure but I'm not going to tell anyone.
Yeah, I love it.
Just this, because I didn't want it to be a thing. I didn't want to give it a name. I didn't want to kind of announce it. I just thought, this is what I'm going to do, and then see what happens.
Hmm. And did you find yourself drifting, like coming out of it at any point, and you had to bring yourself back, or could you quiet?
All the time.
Yeah.
Like 100 times a day.
Yeah.
I had to pull myself back.
That's the challenge, I suppose, isn't it?
It is. It's kind of like trying to focus. But then you have to find that balance between doing the consistent work, but knowing when you just let yourself drift and knowing when you can release that. It's more about when you get to the negative things. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to watch yourself all the time if you're feeling good. So if I'm feeling good, you know, in a positive mood, in a positive vibration, if you will, it's not so imperative to sit there and analyze it, because I just am. So that's when you just are, and you're just being, because you're in that good place. It's only when you start to feel the good place is kind of getting burnt around the edges and curling up inside that you say, wait, where is this going? Mm-hmm. Why is this happening? And I was able to stop so many kind of normal reactions. You know, some people have quote unquote triggers, like certain trigger words, phrases, events. And to be able to address these right when they came up, if not right that second, then very shortly afterwards. It's quite invaluable. It really was. And it's quite the experience. But again, you do need to have that balance and know that you don't have to constantly watch your thoughts. Only when you start to, your emotions will tell you when you need to really pay attention.
And did you record it or anything, or were you just kind of?
Well, I keep a daily kind of, not journal, it's like a record of what I'm doing. So I have a notebook in front of me most of the time, or on my person, where I write the date and the time. And I'll either write down the time feeling this. Mm-hmm. So if I don't have the moment right that second to follow it through, I can go back and say what was happening then.
Yes, that's a good idea, I think.
So it is pretty intense, but you learn a lot. You do learn a lot. And and again, just another way that you become, you get a lot of even more humility as well. Because you find all of these things out about yourself that you thought you were quote unquote over. You know, I'm past
same.
That.
There are some things I really thought I was over, and then it all came up and I was just like, oh, okay, no, I'm not over that at all.
Yeah. Oops.
Wow, that came out of nowhere. But yeah, I mean, it's all there. It's all stored, isn't it? In our subconscious, in our body, in our energy field.
Mm-hmm.
So it's there, you know.
It is, and no matter how experienced you are and how much experience you have, it's there.
Yeah.
And it comes back. And if we could just notice that when it happens, we can catch it before it turns into a monster.
And it's so, the feeling when you clear it afterwards, it's like you just feel lighter. and some things are deep, some things are insistent, and you're going to have to clear them a lot of times. And the pattern and the habits, I suppose, is what you notice when you're doing that kind of mindfulness. They're going to keep coming back, because it's kind of frustrating, because you think, oh, I've dealt with that now.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I've dealt with it. And it comes back, you're like, oh. And it's because our minds and our mental patterns are so much stronger than our sort of intention and our will to clear it, because they are ingrained and they're sort of these neural pathways that are pretty established.
Like, so, grooves deep inside your inner self, these grooves that are get deeper and deeper over time.
Yeah. And they just keep putting you in the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
And the effort that it needs to redirect is so much that most people just don't, you know, you don't do it. So it has to be really intentional to go, nope, not going down that path, and divert off to the more healthy, I suppose, place, or, you know, the one that isn't going to cause you stress, pain, anguish. But yeah, it's really difficult. And it's it's a practice that is so important, but we just rarely have time, I suppose, to even do it. So how did you feel that kind of longer period was different to like say, I don't know, if someone goes to a meditation class for an hour, you know, doing it for that amount of time, how do you feel it was different?
I carry it with me. So it's kind of like going to a mindfulness or a meditation exercise and keep that with you at pretty much all the time. So it's this consistent underlying awareness that you're just watching what happens. And if you are familiar enough with mindfulness and meditation practices, because I've had that some experience with that, you can recognize the quote unquote symptoms of when you had something unhelpful kind of run through your mind, because you feel this weird kind of energetic shift, this emotional twinge that pulls gently at a thread in the very back of your mind. So if you have just that awareness open and you feel the pull, you're able to just stop and go, what was that? Or if you don't, if you're right in the middle of doing something, if you can even write down the time and in a word or two, you can revisit it later. Like, I will be doing whatever, you know, whatever I'm doing. And then I'll have a thought and I go, oh, that was pretty judgy of me in my head. I'll write down time.
Yeah,
judging. Yeah. And then that way I can actually come back and say, now, where did that come from?
Yeah. Further inquiry, I suppose. Yeah. Because once you get to the root, yeah, it's easier to then disperse, I suppose, the way that you got there.
It doesn't solve everything, though.
Because
even if you say, oh, that's why I react this way, just having that knowledge is great. And it actually gives you also a sense of accomplishment as well. Like, I've sort of done this myself. I figured this out. You'd have to just keep returning to it and being aware of it. It's not easy, but it's incredibly rewarding.
Yeah.
And it's free.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, I'm thinking about the differences actually between your experience and my experience, because mine, you know, it was very long, intensive days. It was kind of 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. non-stop.
Wow.
Everything, you know, all the different aspects. So we were just processing and learning all the time. And I think when we, you know, walked out and it was the evening, the short evening that we had before we all just collapsed exhausted into bed, we probably did completely switch off from it rather than stay in a mindful place and keep it, because we were just exhausted. We were just like, oh, that's the day done. So there was, yeah, it was more sort of maybe dipping in and out of the states rather than staying in that, you know, state of mindfulness. And I guess we were more anyway, because we were on a remote island, there was less distractions than normal. You know, we all tried to stay off our phones as much as we could, but obviously some things have to be shared because they're so beautiful.
Yes, I thank you very much for those.
But you know, as a rule, I tried to stay off technology as much as I could, as much as was possible, to try and stay focused and present and in that, you know, in that awareness, like you said, that kind of awareness of ourselves and our essence and our power, and yeah, but also kind of the challenges, you know, why am I finding this difficult? And I think it's when you get frustrated with something, the mind definitely takes over. Because when I, when my sort of joints were giving up a little bit, because it was just so much every day, we were sat on the floor for 12 hours a day. If we weren't doing yoga and moving, sitting on the floor on my back, I've had a back operation, so that was really complaining all the time. But then it was like, oh, so my mind really wanted to get involved and distract me. And you know, some people didn't make it to the end of the course. You know, it was so challenging that some people just said, no, not, you know, not for me. And that does happen a lot, I think, when it's so intensive. But like you say, yours was, I think, more intensive, but more because you were maybe, you also didn't have the other people to kind of bounce it off and go, wow, what was that? And, oh, you know.
I didn't talk to anyone about
it. Yeah, so you didn't share experiences or anything. So that's like, that feels more intense in a way.
Well, yes and no, but because I have a lot of experience, and I tend to live more like that as a rule anyway, this is more like, right, I'm going to do this consistently and again, it's more of an awareness than a focus. I wasn't like staring at myself, waiting for myself to like think something stupid, you know. It wasn't like that all the time.
Yeah, not doing anything. I'm just going to sit here.
It's more like you notice how you feel and yourself, you know, the energy. Like, you know how it feels if it's really nice out and all of a sudden these big, black, dark clouds just kind of come over and then you can feel the pressure just goes down. That whole feeling, it's sort of like that, but a lot more subtle. Saying, ooh, negative.
Yeah, what's happening? Well,
that's unhelpful. Wait, you know, what is that?
No, I think I'm going to try and do that a bit more in my everyday over the next few weeks. Because I think what I was talking to you, obviously, before we started about, it felt like I was in a bubble of, you know, this amazing experience and being able to have this time to do this kind of energy practices.
And it was all about you as well. You didn't have to worry about anyone else, right?
Yeah, exactly. We got cooked for, you know, the rooms were clean, didn't have to do washing. You know, everyday life wasn't getting in the way in the same way that it does normally.
Mm.
So we could, we could really just focus and, you know, just amazing, like channeling sort of our guides, our... Yeah, it was just beautiful. It was amazing. So my challenge, I suppose, is coming back into the real world, because that's where we live. Unfortunately, I wish we all lived in that lovely bubble, and keeping it alive and keeping the practice going.
I think you'll find that it becomes a lot more easier than you think it's going to be. Mm. It's just about bringing that awareness into it, and you and I will be looking at that.
Yes. You're going to mentor me. I love it.
No, we're just going to do some energy practices.
Yeah. No, I can't wait. Because, oh, it's so exciting. I just think, like I say, my mind was blown a bit. My third eye is open. Everything is open to the possibilities of this universe. And it's, oh my gosh, it's just so much more than we're not even led to believe than we can possibly imagine.
Welcome to my world.
I know. It's an exciting world. This has been Jo
and Heidi.
And if you want to contact us, you can email us on info@the-humblewarrior.co.uk. Just if you have any questions or any topics you'd like us to tackle, or even if you think you've got an interesting subject and you'd like to be on the podcast.
Ooh.